Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Say Donnie Football Friday, we were arguing in the first segment about who has the bigger game at Acrisure this weekend, Pitt or the Steelers. These two guys say Pitt. Really, some of that is long-term recruiting, program profile, things like that. I say the Steelers for the immediacy of it. Man, I was just looking at the standings again. It's pretty mind-blowing that if they lose and the Ravens win, and they'll be in second place in the division. And then if either Jacksonville or Kansas City wins, the Steelers will be out of the playoffs for next week anyway, which is amazing to think where they were 3-4 weeks ago, Donnie.
Yeah, and then after the Indy game even, just 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
Joe, they come off a game in which they beat a team that was the AFC's best to that point. And another little key, and we always like doing this. Sometimes it pops up in the numbers game, but I do always like throwing this out there, that in the last 30 plus years of football, the percentages of making the playoffs based on what the record is through a certain amount of games.
Yeah.
If they drop to 5-5 here, their percentage of making the playoffs goes to 30%. And they certainly have the uphill battle because we know who has a more daunting schedule, and it's the Steelers by a long shot compared to the Ravens, really except for those last couple of games. So they would really have to work to stay afloat, stay alive, and hope that the Ravens lose some games down the stretch. But that's hard to bet on because I do feel like that team is coming around, and you can call me a Baltimore bootlicker all you want, but I have a bad feeling I'm going to be right about this, that the Ravens will pass them up sooner rather than later. I don't think it'll be this Sunday for what it's worth, but we still have about a half season to go here, and they are right on their heels after a start of 1-5.
Right. And they're playing a team that whose defense is so unspeakably bad. Here are the worst points per game ever. Are you guys ready for this before we get to the calls as to which is the bigger game? At 412-928-9370. We mentioned the Tonawanda Cardex, Donnie, gave up 45 points in one game. The Muncie Flyers in 1920 also gave up.
Flyers.
The Chuck Muncie Flyers. The New York Brickley Giants. Have you ever heard of them, Donnie?
I didn't know that Brickley was thrown in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Andy Brickley? I don't know what that is. 1921, they played two games and allowed 36. The Rochester Jeffersons moving on up, except they were moving on down in the defensive rankings.
That's the team that whoever they are is beat.
Yeah.
Or lost to 45-0.
When you're losing to the Jeffersons, the Rochester Jeffersons, by that much, you're not having a good year.
No.
The Louisville Brecks, Donnie. 35 points a game. You ever heard of them, the Brecks?
No, and it should be telling to people that you're naming teams that were around 100 years ago.
Yes. And we're not three games. This isn't like, oh, the Bengals through two games are on pace to have one of the worst defenses of all time.
We're a half season in.
Oh, my God. And it's only getting worse. And Hendrickson's not going to play. And they're just ahead of the old Card Pit Combine of 1944 that gave up 32.8 points a game.
Was that the Steelers and Cardinals combo?
Yeah.
World War II?
Yeah. Not the Steagles. This was a different one. The Card Pit Combine. Ron covered them, too. Let's hit the lines limits, shall we?
Yeah, let's start with Eli. He's in Salzburg. Wants to talk about which game is bigger.
Maybe it's Eli Holstein calling, Donnie. Hello?
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Pitt and the comparison between the Steelers and Pitt.
Please.
I think that it's a bigger game for Pitt. And I think that I don't think that they'll beat Notre Dame, but I think that they will probably fall behind maybe early but come back late. But what I really wanted to talk about was the Steelers, and you guys are talking about how bad the Cincinnati defense is. But with the money that's been invested in their defense, the more embarrassing defense to me are the Steelers.
And
the whole thing with these Tomlinisms saying that he doesn't live in his fears. I've never seen in pro football where a coach makes the opposing quarterback, he puts him on such a pedestal. He acts like Joe Flacco is Joe Montana. And,
well, go ahead,
and they lost to them the last game. I mean, he diced them up, and I just think it's an embarrassment for the Steelers defense more than anything. I don't think the Steelers will beat Cincinnati this week.
His team does tend to make Joe Flacco look like Joe Montana. They certainly did on that Thursday night. And I think to the point there that Eli made, I don't necessarily disagree, Joe, because I think you do have to comp the price tag a little bit and say, hey, yeah, the Bengals defense is awful, but we knew they would be awful. They were terrible last year. Joe Burrow put together legitimate MVP numbers. Ja'Marr Chase was the Triple Crown winner as a wide receiver, and they still missed the postseason.
Yeah.
We knew they would be awful. They're awful again. They're getting great offensive output. Joe Flacco had 470 last week and four touchdowns, or that, you know, 2 weeks ago before their bye week. 470 and four touchdowns against the Bears. They lost the game. The Steelers' defense, the price tag next to it, the coaching surrounding it.
Yeah.
And on top of that, all of the things that were said in the offseason, and Juan Thornhill, we hardly knew ya, guys like that, there's no question to me that it's the more overrated and more disappointing defense.
It might be the more embarrassing defense. We were just talking about a team that compares to the Louisville Brecks in all-time points per game allowed, and yet, you just said it, the price tag and the bragging, and you have the 29th, 28th-ranked defense in football. They might be more embarrassing than the Bengals. And we were talking during the brief intermission there, Donnie, about how I think a guy who's really going to be tested this week more than he has, and people are making him sound, you know, like he's some sort of star here, or at least like he's been just amazing. Wow. Is Kyle Duggar. I'm still very curious why the team we watched last night go to 9-2 just handed him to the Steelers. And one thing that I didn't hear one single human being talk about on the broadcast or afterward was the first touchdown that they gave up the other night, right before the half. It was McConkie right down the seam from about 8 yards, something like that. I don't remember the yardage, maybe a little longer. It looked to me like Kyle Duggar made the wrong read, and he's going to be stressed in this game. Be sure of that. And he still needs to prove himself in many, many ways that he's a viable player. But did you see that play the way I saw it? It looked to me like he made the wrong read and allowed a touchdown.
Yeah, and sometimes it is tough for us to really know what a guy's assignment is on a given play, because I think that's where a site like Pro Football Focus misses the boat at times, because we can't just watch a play and know for sure, unless the player tells us, what his assignment was on that play. So
right.
maybe it was something.
It was a 15-yard throw.
Yeah. So maybe it was something that took Kyle Duggar out from that play, and it kind of just left Brandon Echols on an island. And Echols, even though he's been a nice little surprise this year, he got burnt by...
You never want him on an island.
He got burnt by a pretty good receiver. And a pretty good quarterback like Justin Herbert made that easy pitch and catch for the touchdown. I also think he gets a little bit of a pass from people because they were still riding on what he did, or, you know, what his effort was like in that first game he was with the Steelers against the Colts, where not that he made any eye-popping plays.
He was fine.
He joined the team 48 hours before the game, and he played all but one snap.
Sure. Now let's find out if he's any good. And my bet would be that he made a bad play there, because if a third down play, if you're allowing their best receiver from the 15-yard line to run right up the seam into the end zone one-on-one against Echols, and there's no help, then that's a bad defense. It looked to me like Duggar made the wrong read. He went to go double cover somebody else who was already covered, and McConkey ran right by him. So I would be shocked if he didn't make a mistake on that play. Either he did, or it was a horrible scheme.
Yeah, I mean, I completely feel your point there. It's just tough to always know like what the guy's assignment is, but either way, there's nobody back there for help, and that led to, I wouldn't say in that game, a touchdown that put it away. At least it didn't feel like it at that point. Realistically, it did, because that made it,
that was
what,
a backbreaker,
12-3?
Yeah, with 12 seconds left in the half.
Yeah. Now, remember, that they were playing the short field on that drive, because
right.
that was one of the turnovers.
What do we think of that turnover, by the way? That's been another story this week, is DK Metcalf saying that I cut my route flat, that wasn't Aaron's fault, is essentially what he said. You buying it?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I mean, if that's what happened there, I think it's good accountability to take, because we've had so many receivers in the past say otherwise, or, you know, not take any sort of accountability on the play.
Yeah,
and
I agree with you.
I think Metcalf has a lot of reasons to be upset with how things are going for him, because a lot of his numbers across the board are as bad as his rookie year or as they've ever been.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a minute. First, it's 10:58. Make the smart call, Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And it's partly cloudy today with a high of Joey Porter Sr. and a low of 31, Donnie Shell. Joey Porter Sr., of course, 55. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Couple different things. Wait, what were you just talking about, Donnie? Who were you just talking about?
DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. I felt like even before he got here, that's a good player and a pretty explosive player. But he's not one of the guys in the league, and he's not going to be here. You know, there's a handful of those. He's not a top 10 guy even in the NFL. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and there was a point made by Steve Palazzolo, who we have on Thursday afternoons, he made this point way back when the move was made of, yeah, I'm interested to see this, how this works, because DK Metcalf, at no point in his career did he go into a season where he didn't have another really good receiver next to him.
Right.
Tyler Lockett was at his best in Seattle the same time that DK Metcalf was coming into the league. And then they drafted Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who was a very worthy player in that offense. And now he is one of the best wide receivers in football. And funny enough, the rap on him was, oh, this guy can only play in the slot. Well, I think he's bucking that trend a little bit in 2025. But the big worry was he never went into a season where he was just the guy and there wasn't another really good player out there with him.
Well, that's certainly the case this year. And Aaron Rodgers just spoke to that the other day about, listen, somebody else is going to have to do something. Do we have that clip, Limits?
I'm going to make plays because DK is a super talented guy, but we haven't been able to get him the targets that we want to because he's getting doubled every third down.
Getting doubled every third down, and then Rodgers went on to say, we need to find somebody else to throw. Other guys have to get open, is what he said, Donnie. That was the exact quote. Other guys have to get open. And then the other night, Calvin Austin did get open late in the game, and Rodgers threw it right in his hands, and it was like a hot potato. He caught it, and then literally, it seemed like, threw it to the Chargers defender for an inter- what is he doing? And then Rodgers, they showed a close-up of his face, and I think he used a bad word and said, "What? Like, again, what are you doing? You know what I mean? What are you doing?" He has to be massively disappointed in the supporting cast beyond DK. And I would imagine massively disappointed that they didn't make a deal. I would be anyway if I were him. And Marquez Valdez-Scantling is a guy that he clearly lobbied for, even though Tomlin said he didn't. And I have to believe that that's going to be a guy he's going to throw to, right? That's going to get targets.
That's why I feel like he is going to enter the offense sooner rather than later. I know that Tomlin will poo-poo what MVS can bring to the Steelers offense and say he's just a warm body, he's just a practice squad guy. But if this keeps up, what's it hurt to just give the guy a helmet and see if he can still do anything?
I totally agree. Donnie, we've never done this before. We're a little over time. It took a while for the calls to roll in. We have Ray Fittipaldo on the wait. We're going to go through a couple calls and Limits. The only thing we get here is people get 5 seconds to make a point, and then we move on. We're going to let you on the air. You make your point. There's no hellos or goodbyes. No pleasantries exchanged. Make a point, we hang up and move on. Who's first?
Very quickly, Rob on the road.
Rob, talk.
Oh, my. I'm ready for this Pitt football game because, you know, absolutely. Aaron Rodgers, I've never seen a man so defeated after throwing an interception. He looked like I do after I'm watching it, after 15 years of watching the Steelers.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rob.
5 seconds.
Next up, Paul in Pittsburgh.
Go, Paul.
I think it's a bigger game for Pitt because Penn State coaching staff, you don't know where they're going to be. We can take advantage of, you know, recruiting in the state and things like that. I also think it's odd because both of these games, Pitt lost SMU last year. It's same old Pitt if they lose, and if the Steelers lose, then it's typical 500 Steelers.
Next.
Here's our guy Paul in Washington.
Paul. Oh, boy.
Quickly, Paul.
Giuseppe and Donnie football. What makes you guys think the Steelers are even going to win another game? I told you at the beginning of the year, I agreed with Joe's premise. It's going to be a train wreck at some point. This could be the wreck coming Saturday when Joey Porter Jr., who can't keep his hands to himself, he acts like a guy on his first date. But they're going to be chasing
Donnie, I think
Paul,
end it there.
That was great.
That's a good one from Paul. I figured if we let him go a little bit longer than 5 seconds, he would have one of those in the holster.
Wow. Nothing left to add here.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.